I'd already been in Gion long enough to know something of what Mameha meant by Adana. It's the term a wife uses for her husband, or rather, it was in my day. But a geisha who refers to her Dana isn't talking about a husband. Geisha never marry, or at least those who do no longer continue as geisha. You see, sometimes after a party with geisha, certain men don't feel satisfied with all the flirting and begin to long for something a bit more. Some of these men are content to make their way to places like Miyagawa Cho, where they'll add the odor of their own sweat to the unpleasant houses I saw on the night I found my sister. Other men work up their courage to lean in bleary-eyed and whisper to the geisha beside them a question about what her fees might be. A lower-class geisha may be frequently agreeable to such an agreement. Probably she's happy to take whatever income is offered her. A woman like this may call herself a geisha and be listed at the registry office, but I think you should take a look at how she dances and how well she plays shamisen and what she knows about tea ceremony before you decide whether or not she really is a proper geisha. A true geisha will never soil her reputation by making herself available to men on a nightly basis. I won't pretend a geisha never gives in casually to a man she finds attractive, but whether she does or not is her private affair. Geisha have passions like everyone else, and they make the same mistakes. A geisha who takes such a risk can only hope she isn't found out. Her reputation is certainly at stake, but more important, so is her standing with her dana, if she has one. What's more, she invites the wrath of the woman who runs her okia. A geisha determined to follow her passions might take this risk, but she certainly won't do it for spending money she might just as easily earn in some legitimate way. So you see, a geisha of the first or second tier in Gion can't be bought for a single night, not by anyone. But if the right sort of man is interested in something else, not a night together but a much longer time, and if he's willing to offer suitable terms, well, in that case, a geisha will be happy to accept such an arrangement. Parties and so on are all very nice, but the real money in Gion comes from having a dana, and a geisha without one, such as Hatsumomo, is like a stray cat on the street without a master to feed it. You might expect that in the case of a beautiful woman like Hatsumomo, any number of men would have been eager to propose themselves as her dana, and I'm sure there were many who did. She had, in fact, had a dana at one time. But somehow or other, she'd so angered the mistress of the Mizuki, which was her principal tea house, that men who made inquiries forever afterward were told she wasn't available, which they probably took to mean she already had a dana, even though it wasn't true. In damaging her relationship with the mistress, Hatsumomo had hurt no one so much as herself. As a very popular geisha, she made enough money to keep mother happy, but as a geisha without a dana, she didn't make enough to gain her independence and move out of the okia once and for all, nor could she simply change her registration to another tea house whose mistress might be more accommodating in helping her find a dana. None of the other mistresses would want to damage their relationships with the Mizuki.